Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, who is the chairman, of course, of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, really, we should have, ideally, we would have talked about this a few weeks ago, but as the new year came in, we came into the 20s.
Yes.
And now it's 2020.
Yes.
And it has been observed that it's 100 years now since the Roaring 20s, the so-called Roaring 20s
right.
of the 20th century. And so there have been some observations and some commentary on it being 100 years since that time. That is a legendary time. And I would say along with the 1960s, probably the two decades of the 20th century that are the most remembered.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've said, as we've had a conversation on this, you've said, as far as Greenville and Hunt County was concerned, not so much the Roaring 20s.
There wasn't a whole lot. First of all, when in 1917, when the 17th Amendment, 18th Amendment was passed, and the states had to ratify it.
This is prohibition.
It didn't make any difference here what we voted, because Greenville and Hunt County and the large portion of northeast and the Panhandle was already dry. Mm-hmm. They had gone dry in the 1890s or 1900s.
Yeah.
So,
was it always dry?
No, but who you know, at that point it didn't, you know.
Right. It had been for quite some time.
Right. And the so it was not. Life was different here in the South, or here in Texas, this part of Texas. I don't know that there was any speakeasies. I know there were some in little towns around Fort Worth and Dallas.
There might have been, but they probably had already existed for some time anyway.
Right.
So again, the 18th Amendment, the prohibition coming in, did not prompt that.
But I found a newspaper article on the Washington Hotel, which is now the Cadillac, and mm-hmm. they were going to have a
abandoned though it may be. So yeah. I don't know how much the name matters at this point.
They had were going to have this ball, this dance, and this Methodist preacher, and the Methodists were the strongest prohibitionists.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Asked my grandfather.
That's surprising.
Anyhow. They were going to have this dance, but these are adults. Women, men and women could not touch each other while they were dancing. There would be no liquor in the party.
Uh-huh.
It was just really strange. And but they had this.
And this was at the Washington Hotel, which was the grand hotel, and was
yes.
a grand hotel.
Yes. And at that time, there was a dance floor
right.
up on the
yes.
up on
yes.
the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And but that was kind of
not that I remember that, but I've read about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then that hotel became the Cadillac, and it's been out of use, and it's a whole different. That's something we ought to talk about sometime.
Yes,
that
yes,
building,
yes.
It's still standing there, but it's a kind of a sad relic of what it was. So the Roaring 20s that we see in the movies and
the
all
flappers, the dancers, yeah. the machine guns on the cars.
Not so much.
No.
Although we're talking with Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, then you get into the 30s, and this is the Bonnie and Clyde era, and then
yes.
that's, of course,
but,
another story.
The prohibition was repealed in 1932.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just leftovers
mm-hmm.
with Bonnie and Clyde. And they were around this area quite a bit.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. And, of course, Greenville was fairly prosperous.
Yes.
Town, but in the rural areas, did we have was there electricity? There wasn't very much by the 1920s here, was there?
No, because, and I don't know why. I mean, I know that there was down where Lyndon Johnson
right.
was. He got out and got the people to have electricity.
But not until the 30s.
Right.
Yeah. So, in the 20s,
you know, they didn't have running water. They didn't have.
The point is that as late as the 20s and into the 30s, I mean, people were still living in the rural areas very much as they did in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Here, not that much different.
Yes.
In town, I think a different story, but in the, and so, and of course, it was still largely a rural area.
Yes.
You know, other than towns like Greenville and Sulphur Springs. So interesting. We have come into now the 20s of the 21st century, and there's a lot of interest in the 1920s again.
Yes.
It would be interesting to know again. Now I'm sure Dallas was much more part of the roaring 20s than Greenville.
Oh, it was, but Fort Worth was the
happening place?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Why was that so? Or how was that so?
I think they must have had more money flowing. That's where the oil man went.
Right.
Not to Dallas.
Right.
Dallas was kind of a staid.
Banking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More
and
traditional business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we will. We've got to kind of as we went through a period there of observing the 50th anniversary of the 1960s, which we've kind of now passed by. So we'll have 10 years or so of commentary about the 1920s as we move through this decade.
Yes.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.